You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Tonight, Utahns have the historic opportunity to welcome a new professional sports team to town.
It's part of a big party that's going to be held just across the street from our downtown studios. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, this is the first time in a generation that fans get the chance to welcome a new professional sports team to Salt Lake City.
We need everybody's help, and this is truly a community asset, and it is for the community.
That's Jazz owner and owner of our new NHL team, Ryan Smith. Everyone is invited to this free event outside the Delta Center. It starts at 4 with events outside of the plaza. The celebration then moves inside at 5:30. Well, you're here from the Smiths. We'll introduce the head coach and the players of our new team. KSL will be broadcasting live outside during the entire event. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Downtown businesses are hoping for an economic boost when our new NHL team starts playing this fall.
Businesses in Salt Lake City are excited to have another 41 nights of entertainment that'll bring customers into the central business district. The NHL has fans that do not necessarily cross over with Jazz fans, so there's the potential for a lot of new business. The Salt Lake City Downtown Alliance says entertainment at the Delta Center is responsible for 76% of the top 25 visitation days in the Salt Lake City area, whether that's because of professional sports, concerts, or other events. This gives them just one more opportunity to appeal to a new type of visitor.
The Downtown Alliance also says they anticipate this will also attract more hospitality businesses to the area, including hotels, bars, and restaurants.
KSL-TV went to Legends Pub and Grill to talk to sports fans about their thoughts on the new team.
I'm super excited. Look, I've never had a professional hockey team ever in my life, right? So the fact that they're coming here, I'm so excited to be able to cheer a team on.
Salt Lake Police say they're expecting big crowds in downtown, so be prepared if you're driving near the Delta Center.
Adam briefly mentioned this, but here at KSL, we're also getting in on the afternoon party. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News is going to be broadcasting outside Broadcast House right across the street from the Delta Center, so come by and say hi.
Today we're talking NHL hockey, but 45 years ago this month, the state opened its arms to the Utah Jazz after the team left New Orleans.
The Jazz struggled in the Big Easy, as KSL.com reports. Owners were not happy that New Orleans seemed more interested in booking conventions at the Superdome, which kept the Jazz on the road for weeks at a time. Both relocation announcements came at the end of respective regular seasons, and neither team's home fans were very happy about it. At least one New Orleans fan called the move a dirty shame, while only this month Coyotes fans jeered Salt Lake City during that team's final regular season home game. At the time of the Jazz move, owners of the original Salt Palace were flooded with questions about how to buy season tickets. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
That reminds me that I came to Salt Lake City the same year the Jazz did.
Oh, wow.
And I kind of thought it was a welcoming card for me as a lifelong NBA fan. KSL's top national stories this hour. Tennessee, the latest state to approve arming teachers in classrooms.
Amid protests and after a heated debate,
rename this bill the Refusal to Protect Kids in Schools Act, because that's exactly what you all are doing.
Lawmakers in Tennessee have approved a bill allowing certain teachers to carry firearms in K-12 schools.
It would create a deterrent across our state.
The bill will allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on a school campus if they meet certain requirements, including a background check, a psychological evaluation, and 40 hours of firearms training.
ABC's Andrea Fujii says school districts and the governor's signature is still needed before the bill becomes law. They're expected to approve it.
Utah passed a law earlier this year allowing for armed guardians in schools, requiring at least one armed resource officer or armed non-teacher volunteer in each school.
Andy's back now with your first look traffic.
And we have traffic on I-15 moving along just fine. It's a bit busy on SR 36 in Stansbury Park. We've got a little bit of slowing at 5400 South Redwood Road in Taylorsville. And traffic still pretty heavy. A couple of the gates to Hill Air Force Base. Looks like the Roy Gate and the West Gate are busier now than the South one. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're hot today, but cooling off the rest of this week, which is good news for our lakes and reservoirs. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with the latest on our melting snowpack. Peter?
Amanda, the reason for that is because brisk weather after today's brush with 81 degrees is going to slow down how fast the snowpack melts.
What we're looking for is this cool down to slow down that melting process so it's more of a timed release. That way we can get more water to the lakes, rivers, and even reservoirs.
KSL meteorologist says it's not just the cool weather, but also the rain that helps too.
The rain we'll see in the valleys will help to increase the soil moisture, which makes the runoff more efficient that we get from the snowmelt in the mountains.
However, streams could still be running cold and fast, and the National Weather Service is warning Utahns to keep their kids and pets away from waterways during the melting season. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A deadlocked jury finally came to a conclusion for several former inmates in Daggett County. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live with the details of that story. Michael.
Tim, four of these inmates from the Daggett County Jail sued the county for the way they were treated while incarcerated before the jail closed in 2017. The county's defense attorney, Frank Meyer, tells KSL.com a small group of quote-unquote bad apples kept the abuse from coming to the attention of the sheriff, including a work crew initiation ritual where inmates were tased. Ultimately, the jury spoke in favor of the inmates, who were awarded over $350,000. But Meyer says he's concerned some of these allegations were purposefully withheld to bolster the damage money. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
The tennis courts and fields at several Granite District high schools are now closed to the public after the district says people were using them as a dog park and leaving behind messes. Peter Bublik tells KSL-TV he used to use the tennis courts frequently and he wishes the district would reverse their decision.
People are responsible and they take care of the facilities because, once again, they're in their communities. And I think because if there's a couple of people that left some dog poop behind, I don't think that that means that nobody gets to use it.
A Granite spokesperson says the courts will stay closed for now, but the board will revisit the issue.